Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Venus in Capricorn, trine Uranus in Taurus at 27 degrees. If you've been feeling restless in your relationships, bored with routines, or feeling like something needs to shift but not sure what, this transit is your green light. This is about making changes that actually stick, not just dramatic gestures that fizzle out. A trine is 120 degrees. And we have a trine between Venus at 27 degrees Capricorn and Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus. Both in Earth signs means breakthroughs are embodied, practical, and sustainable, not fleeting excitement. Venus at 27 degrees Capricorn, a Saturn rule sign, is mature, cautious, loves carefully after early disappointments, values loyalty and endurance over fantasy. The late degree 27 signals culmination, consequences of past choices arriving. The Saban symbol, a large aviary, what does that mean? The enjoyment of spiritual values by the soul, able to familiarize itself with their implications. At this degree, Venus has reached a high plateau of spiritual and relational understanding. The aviary represents consciousness opening to multiple voices, desires, and possibilities, clear audience in matters of the heart. This is Venus, who can hold complexity without losing direction. You climb the mountain of experience, and now you can see many paths. The question becomes, which voices do you listen to? This degree brings both inspiration and potential confusion from multiplicity of options. Venus here seeks spiritual values and love, not just material security. Uranus at 27 degrees Taurus, and Venus's domicile, so disruption flows through Venusian channels. Love, money, pleasure, beauty, the body. Fixed earth being shaken. What felt permanent gets revalued. The Saban symbol, a woman past her change of life experiences a new love. What does that mean? Man's capacity to rise in consciousness and feelings above biological limitations. At this degree, Uranus brings the energy of re-beginnings, not starting over from scratch, but experience and renewal after assuming something was finished. This is love after you thought love was done. Desire after you thought desire has settled. The change of life represents any transition where you believe a chapter has closed, and now Uranus reopens it with a mature understanding. This isn't youthful passion. It's consciousness rising above what biology, society, and your own history told you was possible. A more mature response to new possibility, mature rebellion, innovation within structure. The desire isn't to escape commitment, it's to make commitment feel alive again. With Venus at the aviary degree, open to multiple voices and spiritual possibilities, trine by Uranus at new love after changed life, this transit is about re-beginning with wisdom. You've reached the plateau where you can see clearly, Venus, and now you're discovering that what you thought was finished can be renewed, Uranus. Clairaudience meets re-beginning. Spiritual discernment meets the courage to try again. What's all this mean for you? The old fear meets new courage. Venus in Capricorn carries a timidity and love and reserve in expressing feelings, a fear of giving too much of oneself, and a desire to shield the self from hurt. Uranus trines that protective wall and says, you have enough strength, now use it. Not reckless abandon, but calculated risk. permission to evolve without destroying what matters. Not chaos, usable change. This is not impulsive betrayal of commitments. Romantic chaos, destruction for stimulation's sake. What this is, honest conversations about stagnation. Trying new things together rather than apart. Restructuring relationships to feel authentic. Financial innovation that represents your foundation. Both planets sit in the third decan, 20 to 30 degrees of the sun, which carries specific qualities. Capricorn, 20 to 30 degrees. Intellectually sharp. Discriminating. Research oriented. Can be critical and demanding. Excellent for mental pursuits and scientific endeavors. This is Venus with precision and high standards. Not soft romanticism, but discerning love. Taurus, 20 to 30 degrees. The most materialistic and ambitious section of Taurus. Focused on money, prestige, and security. They can be stingy and conventional. This is Saturn's structure. The trine's message to you. The intellectually rigorous Venus in Capricorn harmonizes with the awakening of Taurus's most conventional security-focused energy. This means your critical assessment of what truly matters can liberate your attachment to material safety. Research-oriented wisdom applied to revolutionary change and how you value yourself and others. How can this manifest in relationships? Existing? Renewed desire through honest evolution. Letting go of performative roles. For example, finally telling your partner you want to renegotiate how you divide household labor. Or admitting you need more solo time without meaning you love less. If it survives, it becomes real. For new relationships, sudden connections that feel unconventional yet grounded. Adult excitement, not infatuation. You might meet someone at a work conference who's 20 years older, or in a completely different field. Or instead of dismissing it, you're intrigued by how solid it feels, despite being unexpected. Sexuality and desire. Your body awakening. Attraction shift. Desires you suppress feel suddenly valid. Unusual doesn't mean unsafe here. It means truthful. Maybe you've been always curious about tantric practices but felt too serious to explore them. Or you realize you're attracted to someone whose gender surprises you. This transit says your desire is information, not something to police. Release the shame. Explore what actually moves you. Money and values. New income through unconventional skills. Redefining security as adaptability rather than control. Moving from materialism toward authenticity. Starting a side business teaching something you never thought was marketable. Or realizing your expensive gym membership isn't actually making you happy and redirecting that money toward a pottery class. The tectonic shift Uranus brings. Proper security comes not from what you hold on to tightly, but from your willingness to adapt. Creativity, traditional craft meets experimental mediums. Artistic breakthroughs with commercial viability. Technology blended with natural materials. Social life. Friendships transform. New circles. Spontaneous gatherings that break routine. Seeking different forms of excitement. The number 27. Why does it all matter? Late degrees are decision points, not beginnings. Both planets at 27 degrees carry specific numerological weight. 27. Bravery, heroism, daring. 2 plus 7, 9. Endings, grief, anxiety, maiming. This is the courage to face what's ending, the daring required to grieve what no longer serves you, the heroism of letting go even when it hurts. This is the courage to face what's ending, the daring required to grieve what no longer serves you, the heroism of letting go even when it hurts. Both Venus and Uranus at this degree say transformation requires bravery through loss, not around it. Ask yourself, what values no longer are viable? What commitments need updating? Where have I outgrown my own rules? What am I brave enough to let in? The trine offers liberation without loss. If you're willing to move, actions. Try something new. January 15th, 16th, 17th. 15th is the exact alignment. 16th and 17th is integration. During this time, try something new in existing relationships, format, conversations, physical experiment, express desire you've been holding back, update financial or creative strategies, say yes to spontaneous invitations, honor boundaries while embracing spontaneity, avoid clinging to comfort out of fear, numbing boredom with distractions, judging desires before exploring them, mistaking stability for stagnation. When it comes to your relationships, question, what does freedom look like here? Are you protecting your heart or hiding it? Your values? Question, what honestly deserves your time and energy? Does your definition of security need updating? Desire? Question, what would you try if you knew you wouldn't be judged for it? Where has routine become a prison? Love doesn't die from stability. Love dies from stagnation. Freedom doesn't destroy devotion. It refines it. Keep what matters. Release what's rigid. Build something real that still breathes. Fear and selfishness must be overcome. And Venus in Capricorn has the strength and patience to do it. With Uranus's electric touch, that strength becomes courage. That patience becomes readiness, and the shield becomes a door. Will you walk through it? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to the website, hit contact, send a message there. If you want to have a private conversation, come to the website, hit booking, book a reading with me. I would love to have that conversation with you. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.